Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're diving into the single most important force in the universe, a force so foundational that it shapes our health, our relationships, and our destiny. That's the power of love. Let's get into it. It's about to get pretty interesting. We are tackling the topic, the power of love. Not that fake love, but the real love. That's right. When you hear the word love, you might immediately picture the romantic movie scene or relationship milestone. But today we're stripping away the fairy tale, the glamour, and we're looking at love in its purest, most powerful form. Love is not just an emotion. It's a high vibrational energy. It's a verb and it's a radical act of vulnerability. And it feels so good to be in love. It's quite simply the engine of human connection and healing. Love heals and restores all wounds. So let's get real about what love truly is. And it's time to expand our definition beyond just like our partners and our families. We have to really expand our horizon when it comes to love. Love, 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 love. Love is such a beautiful thing. It's the most powerful force in the universe. It feels, it heals, it restores and renews, and most importantly, it transforms. The power of love can just change the atmosphere. It has the ability to turn your pain into purpose, your fear into faith, and your loneliness into connection. Love is not just a feeling, it's really an energy. It's a decision. It's a way of being that shapes how we see ourselves and how we experience the world and how others experience us. Every human being is searching for love in some form. Love from others, love, and perhaps most importantly, love for oneself. Yet so many people chase love as if it lives outside of them, when the truth is, we're about to get deep here, the greatest power of love, it starts from within. When you learn to truly love yourself deeply and honestly, you begin to attract relationships, experiences, and opportunities that reflect that same energy. I know all about that, and honestly, I think my greatest love is the fact that I'm whole and complete and I'm able to love myself. Therefore, I can love others greater. I can love my significant other in a higher, profound, a higher vibrational way because I first experience that self-love. So you have to love yourself and radiate that energy, and you're going to attract that in abundance. So it really, really challenges us to understand what love is, a deep, sincere energy. Love is what unites families, it mends friendships, and it gives life a deeper meaning, a deeper person. Purpose. And it's the reason we forgive, because we love so deeply. The courage behind our vulnerability and the peace that quiets our fears. But love isn't always easy. Okay? It asks for patience, humility, and most importantly, trust. Because you have to trust. You have to have that level of vulnerability. And it challenges us to let go of our pride. My girl Sade says this. I love Sade. Love is stronger than pride. That is one of my favorite songs by Sade. Like, stream that, seriously. But to see others through compassion and to grow through both joy and pain. So this episode today is an invitation to rediscover the power of love in its true, radiant, authentic form, the romantic, the spiritual, the family love, and most importantly, the self-love, because you have to love yourself first before you can truly, deeply love others. So this is your understanding and guidance. This episode is just to give you more clarification on how to love and be your greatest teacher, your strongest foundation, and your truest freedom of love. Because when you live in love, you live in power. That's the power of love. And when you share that love, you become a light that changes everything around you. So light up the world with your love, with your heart, with your authenticity. That's the power, the true meaning of love. And you know, there are so many forms of love. There is godly love, agape love, there's the family love, there's the friendship love, and most importantly, there is the love between you and your partner. There is nothing more beautiful than, you know, when it's shared in between two people, and the monogamy love. Like, let's talk about that. But love, it really transcends. So there are so many ways to really grasp what love is and how it transcends. So the first thing is, let's redefine and get real about what it simply is. So there's self-love, and this is your core. This is your foundation. You cannot pour from an empty cup. Self-love means setting boundaries, honoring your needs, forgiving your past mistakes and shortcomings, and recognizing your worth, your non-negotiable worth. So when things get shaky, and even different relationships in your life, they may be unstable at times, but you have to be grounded and rooted in your self-love so you're able to navigate those muddy waters. And the second love that I want to focus on is universal love. This is so big. This is empathy. This is compassion. And this is a kindness towards others, even those who challenge you. It's the willingness to see the humanity in someone else. You know, even when they're having a bad day, this is the type of love that expands your heart and reduces your internal conflict. Like, being able to see the greater good, the universal love. That's powerful. That itself is powerful. And then let's talk about the love as resilience. That one is so big because science shows us that connection, that feeling of belonging and being deeply known, is the number one protective factor against mental and physical illness. So love doesn't just make life nicer, it makes life possible. I don't know about you, but I can't live without love. And I am just so thankful and so blessed for my partner and significant other for just showing me that love, reciprocating that love that I put out. So understand how to measure the power of love. It's not just that flowery talk, but love has a measurable impact on your body, physically, emotionally, mentally. And it's really raw, relevant science if we're going to talk about it. When you feel loved, when you hug someone, or when you share a deep, authentic conversation, your body is releasing all forms of, you know, different dopamine for love. This isn't just a cuddle chemical. It's a powerful hormone that lowers your blood pressure and reduces your stress. And it really is healing. Love is a healing form, and it calms your nervous system, and it puts you in a state of rest and repair. Okay. And sometimes the lack of love, when you're not feeling love, that creates a sense of loneliness or rejection. So, you know, it's stressful. That has the same impact of smoking 15 cigarettes a day. So think about that. Choose love, seek connection, and cultivate that self-love, self-compassion. And it's not just about luxuries. Those are essential because I love my luxuries. But understanding that the power, authentic love, that is love, is action. And sometimes it shows up in our choices. And love is easing when things are easy. But the true power of love is revealed when it demands effort. And at the times where it's hard, choices and decisions. So know that the act of forgiveness, forgiving someone, it's not about letting them off the hook. It's about setting yourself free from the cage of resentment and holding on to anger. It's really so draining. It's like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. So true love, especially for yourself, it demands that you let go of heavy resentment. Let go of the bitterness. Let go. I mean, sometimes it's hard. You know, only you know your pain. Only you know what you've gone through. But the power of love teaches you how to forgive others. And most importantly, how to forgive yourself so that you can move forward and just release that weight that's holding you down. And, you know, in our world that's so distracted and so full of things, the expression of love can give someone, you know, just your undivided attention when you are fully present with a friend, a loved one, a child, you know, a partner. You're telling them you are the most important thing in my world right now. That is so transformative. That's the biggest act of love. And also, when you love yourself, you have to have boundaries. We often think love meaning saying yes to everything, but the most authentic love requires the courage to say no. Setting clear boundaries, what you will and won't accept, and it's an act of deep self-respect. It teaches others how to treat you and ensures that love will come from a place of fullness, not being depleted. So know that the power of love, that is one of your greatest resources in life. Like, come on, it feels so good to be loved and to spread love and positivity and light in the world. You know, it's a beautiful thing. So stop waiting for love to find you and start being love. Start practicing love actively with yourself, with your actions, with your presence. When you choose to operate from the frequencies of love, you are becoming an unstoppable force for good in your own life and the world around you. The world needs more loving, vibrant people like you that's operating on those high vibrations, those high frequencies of love. So just let go and fall deeply and let the power of love transcend your mind, your heart, your body, your soul. And, you know, just see how beautiful life can be when you operate on that level and loving without limits. When you understand unconditional love, you understand the beauty of allowing the power to just manifest and maneuver in your life. Because when love takes over, it's just a beautiful thing. And when you love someone and that person loves you back, it's nothing greater than that. You know, when you know someone is willing to try to move heaven and earth for you and try to do everything they can to brighten your day and make your life just so much more enjoyable. And most importantly, in order to love and be loved, you have to first love yourself and first understand self-love and show up whole and complete in order to love others. And most importantly, the godly love, because God loves you first. God sees you even when you don't see yourself. So know the different levels of love. Know how love can transform and just impact your life, your well-being, your mental being, your physical being. That's the power of love, when love takes over. One of the most beautiful, incredible things about love is that love has no limits. Love is boundless. It stretches far beyond what the human mind can measure or the heart can contain. It flows so freely, healing wounds we thought would never close and building bridges we once believed were beyond repair. Love moves through time, distance, and circumstances, providing again and again that it knows no boundaries. So when we love purely and without conditions, we tap into something eternal. Love doesn't ask for perfection. It simply asks for presence. It calls us to see the light in others, to forgive, to uplift, and believe in the goodness even when the world feels heavy. True love doesn't control or confine. It expands, it liberates, and it transforms. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast and discovered that love is not just an emotion, but it's a powerful force. It's a divine energy that connects us all. It reminds us that no act of kindness is ever wasted, no word of compassion ever unheard, and no heart ever too far gone to be touched by grace. So to love without limits is to live without fear. It means giving without expecting, embracing without judging, and trusting without doubt. It's understanding that love isn't just something you find. Love is something you become. So as you step forward from this podcast today, carry love wherever you go in your heart. Let it guide your choices, soften your words, and strengthen your spirit. Love has no limits because it lives in everything, in every heartbeat, in every sunrise, in every connection. And when you choose to live in love, you become limitless too. So ask yourself, are you ready to fully embrace the power of love? Beautiful souls, always remember, the power of love is one of the most incredible resources you have in your life. It's the fuel for resilience, the blueprint for a healthy soul, and the magnet for attracting abundance. So stop waiting for love to find you and just simply let it be. Practice love with your actions, with your presence. Let it take over. Because when you choose to operate from a place of love, you are so unstoppable. So step out into the world, into your life today, and choose love, choose kindness, choose presence. That is the real, raw, and relevant way to live. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you hold the greatest power to love unconditionally. And it starts with loving yourself first in order to love others. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast. And if you need any additional resources on self-love, my book, Self-Love Matters by Alicia Eads, is available at Amazon.com. Be sure to get your copy. You won't regret it. It's filled with great gems and self-practices to show yourself that level of self-care and love. See you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.